More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the pinball wizard himself, Mr. Richard Avery.
That was good. That was good. And I love, wow, I love that song big time. Elton John. That was good. You got me on that one.
You reacted so hardcore, I couldn't even keep in the laughter.
I'm sorry, but you got me on that one. That was the...
Thank you.
You got me.
Thank you. That Mr. Richard good. Avery, how are you today?
I'm great now. I am so good. I love that song.
Do you play pinball?
I used to play it all the time. Yeah. I used to go to the student union at college by us, and then we used to play pinball all day, all night long. Loved pinball. I was actually really good, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, not great, but like good.
No, did you play other video games there?
No, we didn't. When I was really young, it was all about pinball. Mm-hmm. And then when I got a little older, have you ever heard of, what are they called? Pachinko games?
Oh, yeah. They have Japanese. It like in Japan. Yeah. In Japanese. Yeah,
we used to play pachinko games. But no, mainly pinball. Video games weren't around.
You like little balls. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
There we go.
Little ones.
Well, what do you think about gamer girls?
Gamer girls are cool. I know a few.
They're kind of hot.
Yeah, especially when they play their games naked.
Oh, naked.
I know.
So let's find out if our guest today plays her video games naked. Today I brought in gamer girl and hot porn starlet, Kenna James.
Hi.
So do you play naked?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Oh my God.
That's so cool. That is so cool.
So what is the last video game you played?
Star Wars Battlefront.
I have not played it yet, but it looks really badass and I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so I'm surprised I haven't. What do you think of the game?
I really like it. I like the original a little bit better, I think, but it's just because it gives you more options to do more things. But I really like it. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting.
You know, I used to play Tiger Woods Golf quite a bit, and it was one of my favorite games. And I played the, like...
It's like, she went to this, like, really cool game, and you're like, I played golf. Wow!
No. Where I was going to go with this is, like, I used to play, you know, when the 2012
If you're
version,
trying to impress Kenna, that's not doing it, right, Kenna?
No.
She's like, dude, you can take your joystick and go on the other side of the room.
No, I used to, you know, in 2010, I was still playing like the 2004 version of it.
She just backed away a little bit.
Shut the fuck up, Avery. You know, it was cool because I liked the older game because it had a different feel to it and I didn't like all the newer stuff. So, where I was going with that, now I'm just getting mocked. I was pretty goddamn good at Tiger Woods Golf, okay?
Okay.
Fuck off.
Did you have a Nintendo?
Yes, I had a Nintendo.
I had a Nintendo for a
short
time.
I had the NES. Yeah. 85? Actually, no, we probably didn't get ours till 87. Probably about that. Yeah. Do you remember 1987, Kenna James?
I wasn't born.
Exactly.
I don't even think I was a little sperm floating around in my daddy's ball sack.
No. You were just a wish.
What year were you born?
95.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hold on. What month of 1995?
January.
I was in college. I was about to start my second quarter of art school. I hadn't lost my virginity yet, though, so woo, I can't be your dad.
That's true.
So let's see, what video games, so now we're going to go back to when she was still not even born. Video games back then, I was probably just still playing Super Nintendo, I guess would have been, or Nintendo 64 maybe. How about you? Were you playing any video games in 95?
I can't remember that far back. The only games I was playing in 95 were some sort of white powder and straw mainly.
That was my joystick.
It pretty much was, especially 95. What I have to say though is, like, I have the only game console like I ever bought, and I still have, it was a PlayStation 2. And anything before that, I just played on friends' stuff, like whatever friends had games, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But I was never really into games. I don't know why. The best
That was not me.
That was not me either.
She's hot.
That leaves one left. Yeah.
She's hot and blonde. It doesn't matter, guys. It doesn't matter.
I was going to say the best line I ever heard about video games was by the late Robin Williams, where he called video games kiddie cocaine. And I think he was right.
It's true.
Kids get on it and they're like, don't stop.
Well, it used to be like, I got screwed up by things like, oh, the game, you know, had a little glitch in it, and so you had to blow on the cartridge. And it wasn't like respawn or save. It was, you're done. You start over.
You're done. I remember that. I had a Super Nintendo. I loved it.
Now, do you like it? Was it more of a challenge back then when you were just done and you started over? Do you think you were better at that?
I think I was, because you had to get as far as you could before that glitch happened. Because it was going to happen. You just had
to get... Shit's going down.
It was, and you're like, son of a... bitch! Throwing your
Is there a game that you perfected? Like the one game that you really perfected out of all the games that you've played? Is there one that like you got to the end and it was like, wow, I just finished this game?
I don't think so.
Or
I
can
think...
you ever actually finish a game? Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah, I've fun. I've actually, and it's rare for me, but I finished games.
I was gonna say, yes, 18 holes of Tiger Woods golf.
No,
miniature golf.
I actually, technically, because I play Injustice, and I've won Injustice, but there's only so much.
Can you do that into the mic? If you're going to do it, do it into the mic.
Kenna okay, James fine, I'll is drinking.
That was good. Like,
Izzy,
you're good.
Sparkling Blackberry Flavored Juice Beverage yeah. Blend.
The new sponsor. The new sponsor of Mar-a-Mo.
It has no added sugar and no preservatives. What do you think of this fine, fine beverage?
I think it's really good. It makes me burp because it's the only soda I've had all day.
Now, it contains 70% juice.
Why do you think I drink it?
Oh, okay, cool.
I can't drink sodas.
Oh, my God. I think this is the first time we've had hot chicks belching on the show. This
Give me another one. I can pull some more out. You can rip some amazing ones.
Oh, my God. She's full of gas.
Okay, so what's your favorite game to play?
My favorite game to play? You know, I like Atari still. I had an old Atari that I absolutely loved.
What game's on that? Like, what's that one game with, like, the centipede and kind of thing?
Centipede?
Is that what it was?
Or Millipede?
Millipede.
I used to play like Snake on my mom's phone when she had her old Nokia, you know, the big Nokia phones. I would lay in my mom's waterbed playing Snake in the morning.
What about Mario Brothers?
Thing ever.
Did you ever play Mario Brothers?
Well, there was the original Mario Brothers that was on
Nintendo.
Atari. But
no?
Yeah, there was an old school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was on, wasn't it? It was part of the Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was part of that.
And then Super Mario Brothers came out, and that was the, you know, that was the launch pad for Nintendo.
I just remember when video games started, because I am that old, that I remember when they started, it was like this weird thing. All of a sudden you were like, besides playing pinball, and it was like, oh my God, there's a TV screen, and I don't know if it was Pac-Man or something, but it was like, just there's this TV screen now. This is really crazy. And you were like, what are we doing? There's nothing physical, you know, because a pinball machine's so physical. And I just remember just being like blown away by this whole thing that it started happening. That I've, next thing you know, you're looking at TV screens. And then... when Christmas, we got Pong, which was mind-blowing. Have you I need to Google that. Find out when it was invented.
I've done that Pong joke on this show far too many times.
I just want to know when it was invented.
So, Kenna, do you ever go to, or have you been to an arcade, or do you go to arcade? Like, not like, oh, we have games that you get tickets. Like a real arcade where you played pinball or you played Pac-Man and stuff.
Oh, of course. I've been there.
And you like that?
I love it. I used to go with my mom to the laundromat. I mean, I know that's not an arcade. I have two actual arcades. But, you know, they had Pac-Man in the corner over there, mm-hmm. and I loved it. And she'd sit there and do laundry, and I'm sitting there playing Pac-Man. Or we'd go to, like, Pizza Hut or something, and we had Pac-Man there and all the fun stuff. And I loved it.
I grew up in a small town, and that was the same thing, where it was at the laundromat, or it was at the – we had a Shakey's Pizza or something along those lines.
It was a pizza joint.
Yeah, it was a pizza – Grizzly Bear Pizza at one point in time. But that was the arcade, and that's where we got to go and play the games. And that was the, hey, here's some money. Go, kids, go have some fun.
Go have fun and leave us alone.
While we're drinking another pitcher of beer and driving home. It was a different time, people. It was a different time. What's your favorite arcade game, like in the arcade? Did you enjoy playing? Because I'm old school. I like the Pac-Man. I like the Frogger. But I also really enjoyed some of the shooting games. You know, some of the House of the Dead. And
I remember playing
some
shooting
really
ones
fun.
That were kind of cool.
I always have to say, I think Frogger was always my favorite.
Really?
I love Frogger.
You're really old
school.
I
still love Frogger.
I played Q-Bert the other
couple
months ago on a thing, and that was a lot of fun.
Pong, 1972.
1972. I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
So, currently you're loving Battlefront. What else are you playing right now? What else do you have in the player?
I've got Call of Duty. I've got Injustice coming. I'm actually really excited for that.
Which Call of Duty?
Black Ops.
Okay.
Got that one.
Can I ask a dumb question? Because I don't understand how these things work. When you play those games, do you play the game, the console, like you're playing the levels? Or do you get online and you're playing other people and however that all works? I don't understand how that shit works.
I get online and play a lot.
I played the game and then I get online. Like Injustice, I've started watching, and we're going to drift off into this real quick because I'm curious if you know about this. I was watching on YouTube where people post, and I sound like the oldest person ever now when I say this, on this YouTube thing. They post video clips of people playing video games. So I was watching Injustice where it was a 30, 90 second clip, whatever, of them playing. like badass. Like this person was just killing the other person. I'm like, holy shit. And Alex said, she goes, oh yeah, people make money by playing video games and then posting on YouTube because it's some of the most viewed mm-hmm. videos on YouTube. I'm like, what?
Yep.
How the fuck did I ruin my life? I should have gone in a completely different direction.
There's more money in probably video games than porn.
Well, definitely.
I mean, now they have these tournaments, these massive, massive staple center sells, out. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I play Call of Duty. Like, I don't play Injustice Online, but I play Call of Duty and I get killed by the 13-year-old kids, things like that.
Same here.
How the fuck do these kids get so good?
Kitty cocaine.
They have no lives.
They can play all day. While you're out having sex, they're playing. While you're out working, they're playing.
I have a girlfriend.
I know, I have sex. I said to her, not you.
Shut up.
I know you don't have sex. I said when you're out working.
I'm old.
When you're working, they're playing. When she's having sex, they're playing. When I'm working, they're just play. That's all they have time for. They don't even do their homework.
But I'm cooler because I work in porn, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
There we go.
And I'm in porn, so it's even cooler.
They want to be like you.
Now, when you're playing these kids and stuff, do you ever want to go, I'm a hot chick?
Yes. I've gotten on my headset before and I've screamed at these kids and they're like,
hey, you can talk to them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I stopped doing it because they're mean.
Oh, they are mean. Like my brother gets on there and he's like, you ass motherfucker, I fucking hate you. I'm like, no more. Take that phone. I'm really? Not going to listen to that in my house.
So like, explain this. So you go in like a game, is there like a set limit of like 10 people are playing and then you can all talk to each other? And are you on the same
to
side?
A point.
I don't understand how this works.
Yeah.
Well, it's Call of Duty. You're on the same team and you're talking to each other. You're able to communicate with each other.
Go left, go right. Da-da-da.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for it's usually, you dumb fuck, why'd you do that?
Fuck you. Go die. And it's like, you're mean.
Oh my God. They're brutal.
They're brutal. And they're like 12 years old and they're like, go die. And it's like,
their voices haven't changed yet.
Exactly. Stop it.
I'm telling my dad.
Go to bed. I mean,
it's 10:30. Isn't it past your bedtime?
Exactly. My mom says I can stay up. Fuck you.
My mommy said I can stay up, man.
My mommy's drunk in the other room. Leave me alone. My mommy's fucking my uncle.
My daddy's beating my mommy.
Exactly.
That's why I play all the time. It makes me cry.
God.
Okay. And then he starts crying. It's like, it's like, okay.
I also used to play Tiger Woods Golf with my upstairs neighbor, and we would play, and we'd play online, and we didn't want to play on the same console, so they'd play upstairs. And
that's
we played
bad.
The online version of it.
That's bad.
We would get high and play Tiger Woods Golf. Tiger Woods Golf, proud sponsor of More with Mo. EA Sports, it's in the game. Do you play any sports games?
Do I play any sports games?
Besides golf, because that's not a sport.
Does Need for Speed count?
Need for Speed?
What is that one? Is that a driving one?
Is that a racing game?
Yeah, it's a racing game.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like some junkie
word. Did you ever play NFL Madden or that kind of stuff or those things?
Because I know some of the guys play the soccer and different things like that. And Madden. I don't do any of that. I stick with now just video games.
Mm. I'm more of a South Park Stick of Truth kind of girl.
South Park Stick of Truth?
I love it.
I've not heard of this. What is this?
Oh my God. It's actually, I hadn't heard of it until like
okay.
The end of last year. So I'm not even cool either.
The end of last year, meaning 3 months ago.
Yeah. Exactly. I just, it sounds cooler when you say the end of last year. My brother told me about it, and it was like an Xbox 360, but since I also have the Xbox One, I can play it on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I played it, and oh my God, it's amazing. You get to play as like any of the kids, and you get to either be like a wizard or
it called? South Park what?
Stick of Truth. Okay. And it's like literally this stick, and whoever has it makes the rules. And it's like being passed around, and you've got wizards, and then you've got elves, and then you've got these other kids. And
guys are making a lot.
They make a shitload of money.
It's amazing. I love South Park.
So do you play, because I play on my console some, but I end up watching a lot more TV and different things like that. Do you play games of any sort on your phone?
Oh, yeah. But not the cool games. Like, I play Simpsons Tapped Out.
Okay.
I play something called Flow. It's literally just strategically connect the dots. It's strategic. Connect the dots.
Strategically. It's a strategery.
Stick of Truth got lots of high, big ratings.
Yeah, no, it's a great game. I loved it. I think I actually beat it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. In like 3 days because I was not sleeping.
I met those, the guy, what's his name, Trey and...
Matt.
Matt and Trey.
Yeah, I met them when they first started South Park. And it was like, and it, South Park just started, and we were like, oh, these guys are really geeky, and they got this dumb cartoon, and we were like, there's... Good luck with that one, guys. And then like a year later, we're like, holy fuck.
Yeah, Cartman exactly. gets an anal probe.
Yeah. And I've never watched one episode. I've only watched the movie.
I think I've watched almost all of them.
Wow, yeah. I haven't watched much in the past probably decade. I watch it here and there, but.
What do you prefer, South Park or Simpsons?
Family Guy. I remember the time in the late 80s when The Simpsons was actually something that we weren't supposed to watch because my parents were like, because it shows disrespect to your elders.
And I've never watched a Simpsons all that kind of episode stuff. Either.
I grew up on Simpsons. I love it.
Do you? I liked it when it was on, when it was shorts on what's her name's show?
Tracy Ullman.
Tracy Ullman's mm-hmm. show. That's when I watched it and I loved it. Then all of a sudden it became its own show. And I was like, but Tracy Ullman's not around. I feel like they gave her the boot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I worked on a photo shoot with Tracy Ullman.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
She's so cool.
That was it. I wanted to name drop.
Exactly. I caught it. No, her show was so good. It was so good.
Do you even know who Tracy Ullman is?
I actually do.
Oh, my God. I like this girl.
This girl is smart. She's on top of it.
So, wait, do you play Candy Crush?
I used to.
What is that?
I kind of fell out of it because it pissed me off.
I don't know, but I play it way too much. I play it. Let's see. Okay, my favorite games on my phone right now, Candy Crush and Candy Crush Soda. And then I play the slot machines of my Vegas free slots and their blackjack and their Konami slots. I play those. Then I sometimes play Fruit Ninja when I get really bored. And then Alex gets really annoyed because then the couch kind of shakes because I'm playing.
Because you're like.
And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, shut up. Here's your Hitachi. Leave me alone. I'm playing Fruit Ninja.
Some of my games.
Oh, my God. Mr. Avery just perked up. He thought it was cute the first five times.
Oh no, it gets annoying. I promise.
Okay, so what games do you have that you're playing right now? We're all looking at our iPhones.
I play something called Alphabetti, which you make words with.
Okay.
I play Cookie Jam, Uno.
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 You have to say the French accent from now on. Okay?
Uno.
From now on.
Uno.
From now on.
Minion Rush. Tapped out.
I have Minion Rush on my.
Ah!
Actually, I have Minions.
Oh.
No, I had Minion Rush.
Mine's
Rush. I have Minion Rush on my Kindle.
And then I have like.
I know. You're the only guy who has a Kindle.
Shut up. I read all my Game of Thrones books on there. That's all I use it for in Netflix. Fuck off.
I play Bingo and Blackjack, Looney Tunes, and Smashy Road.
Mr. Avery, do you? Oh, wait. I also play Words with Friends. That's my.
The only.
I used to.
Game. The only game, which I don't even play anymore, but if I had to play a game, which I have a couple on here, the only game I actually play on here is Backgammon.
Killer Birds.
Backgammon.
No, Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. That's what it is. Killer Birds. I don't even know what the fuck it's called.
No, I play Backgammon on here. And then once in a while, I play Skee Ball. I have Flick Bowling, Flick Shoot, or Soccer, or whatever it is. Astronaut. It's a good one. Did you ever play Astronaut? Monopoly, Words with Friends.
There we go. We'll have to play Words with Friends. We're friends, and we don't even play Words with Friends.
I'm bad.
I quit playing Words with Friends because I have no friends.
Audrey's the greatest Words with Friends player I've ever known on this planet, and she won't play me because I'm so bad.
I had some people that stopped playing me because I wasn't all that great. Yeah. So. Are you actually playing a game right now?
Maybe.
She is so bored with us.
Yeah. No, I just literally, I'm obsessed with this game. It's like crack. Okay.
Crack.
Crack. It's cracking.
I think I was going to ask, so I want to ask her, so like in these games that you play, like when did you start playing and when was the game that like totally got you hooked into gaming?
Believe it or not, Black Ops was the game that got me hooked, or Call of Duty, not Black Ops, but Call of Duty was a game that got me hooked. My little brother insisted very, wouldn't let up that I play.
Do you feel like it desensitizes you to shooting? Have you ever shot a real gun? And
oh, look at you being so serious.
I have shot a real gun. I actually own a few.
Okay.
I love guns.
Yeah, grenade launcher?
I wish.
Exactly. A zombie killer?
Did you do what, any gun, of the other what
gun
wild
would,
guns?
What gun would you use in the zombie apocalypse?
She's thinking.
Give me a rocket launcher or something. Yeah, I can blow up large amounts of things at once. And
But do you, like when you're playing these games, is that what you got into? Was like the shooting? What got you into it? Like I always wonder about that with people because since I'm not into it.
What got me into the games?
Yeah,
brother.
Yeah, but I mean, like.
I liked it. I liked it. It just kind of. I didn't have to think about anything.
And so other did you like the shooting more, or did you like, because some people like shooting, some people like sports, some people like car racing. I mean, there's pretty, you know, you go through, you have all the racing, you those games, you have all the sports games.
Yeah, there's
have
a game for everything, games. Isn't yeah. there?
But it, you seem to go into those kind of, you know,
what amazes,
genres.
Do you ever notice now, too, what's amazing now is because of iPads and iPhones, like all, like 2-3-year-old kids are getting games, you know, they have for kids, right?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. they start out at such a young age. By the time they're like 5, they are doing Call of Duty and they're killing everybody. Like 10 years old, they can do. It's weird. Like as a society, there's just this whole. I think it's kind of bad, actually. I think back in my day, we used to go outside. I think these days, everybody sits inside and plays dumb games.
I went outside.
Did you?
I did. My parents, well, my parents are dead.
She had the big screen TV in the patio.
Yeah.
No, my parents
play video
me.
Games outside on your phone.
My parents kicked me out and locked the door, so I didn't have a choice.
That's
I couldn't come in.
What? How I grew up. Go outside, and it was you didn't come back home until your mother yelled for you at the yeah. end of the night. Until
come home, it's dinner.
It's dinner.
I didn't even come home half the time. I just did what I wanted.
You're a rebel.
Well, no, they didn't care.
Oh, well, there
join
you go.
The club.
So yeah, no.
Yeah, no. I mean, we're all in the same boat here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I would walk in the house and think, and you are. I live here.
Like, why are you back? You've only been gone a couple minutes. I've been gone for 6 hours.
Yeah.
I want food.
Luckily, I didn't live in the house, so I lived in the garage, so they would never see me coming and going at all for years. Like they would just not know. I could stay out as long as I want. Do whatever.
You lived in the garage?
Yeah.
Like under the 57 Chevy?
No, we cut the garage in half and made a bedroom out of half of it, and then the garage up the other half.
Were you banished to someplace outside of your home as well?
No, oh. I just had my room, which then I shared with my little brother who's 5 years younger than me, and it got really, really awkward really, really quick.
I shared with my sister who's 5 years younger than me until middle school.
Oh, no, I did it up until I moved out at 17.
Oh. So you were banging these girls in the same room with your brother?
Well, I mean, like the first time, no, but he had his own room.
Were you tossing him some girls, helping him out a little bit?
Yeah. Ew, he wishes. But... Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you do that now for him?
No, because all my friends are over 18 and he is not. And that would be really, one, illegal. And
oh, I know. It's illegal. That's why it shouldn't happen.
But it sounds like to me that never stopped her before on anything.
Well, that's okay. You know.
If it's me, it's just me. But I'm not going to go down for something like that. Hell no.
If I don't, you know, if my brother is in his, oh my God, he's 30. but no, you know, if my brother was just now 17, going 18, things like that, it's like, I'd hook him up with a girl. Go, hey, listen.
First, I want to see you hook yourself up with a girl.
I don't do that because I'm not that kind of girl.
I'll see my brother's 15 going on 16 next month, so. He's got
come on, at 18, you can give him a very nice birthday.
Well, I mean, you know, at 18, ladies. Here you go, ladies.
Here we go.
When he hits 18, you're gonna get him a girl to give him a lap dance.
No.
Oh, when he turns 18,
three girls, and then go. Here you go. I'm gonna fuck up the rest of your life.
Yeah,
it's only downhill from here, bitch.
Oh, at 18, my brother's got a surprise coming. I don't know what yet, but it will be something.
What? My birthday's next month. I can use a surprise.
You know, what's funny is I flew to, when I went to Tokyo for the first time, I flew in business class on Singapore Air, and it was like the most amazing flight. I mean, I could see first class right in front of me. There was no difference. But it was amazing, right? And so I'm doing this, and then I realized I was on a 16-hour flight in business class. I will never be able to afford to fly to Tokyo again in business class. So I'm going to be stuck in coach. And I have no idea what that's really like to be on a plane for 16 hours in coach.
I do.
So it's kind of like fucking a really, you know,
no, I hear
three
you.
Hot girls like at 18. And,
it's like I flew private jet. And once you fly private jet, you're like, man, everything else. Now I see why rich people are happy.
Yes.
Because they don't have to travel with us losers on commercial. Like I always tell people, like, that ruined me for life. Once I got a taste of the good life, I was like, oh, my God. It's incentive to be rich just so you can do shit like that.
Yeah.
No, I did 16 hours in coach to South Africa.
Whoa. Oof.
And then I did 8 hours to Berlin.
Whoa. That's a
16
long.
Hours coming back from South Africa. I didn't get up once to pee either.
Was this a penthouse trip?
Yes.
I was going to say, this sounds vaguely
And familiar. They don't put you in first class?
No.
I know they fly Layla in first class.
No, they don't. They're pets. We keep them in the cages.
Yeah, we're kept in the cages with all the other
in the box in the, underneath the plane.
Yes. Oh, you know, if you come to my office, there's a gate now or that's been in there from when the previous person had it. They had a dog, and so there's a gate that you, so the dogs can't get out. And we're gonna see if it holds pets in as well.
I'm more than welcome to. I'm more than happy to try this.
Let's see if you can step over the gate, then you can get out. Otherwise, you know, you're stuck.
You're stuck in the gate.
Wow. Like, what kind of dog? I mean, who brings their dogs to work?
Penthouse is a very, very animal-friendly place, and so there are dogs everywhere. They're and like, I actually asked Kelly Holland, I said, is it required for me to have a pet or, you know, to work here? Because I noted the little, and she goes, she's like, no, as long as you take care of our pets, you're fine.
You need
to, and then I was like, wait, I have to like walk dogs and stuff? And she goes, no, the penthouse pets. I was like, oh, okay.
You should get a stuffed animal dog, sit it on a chair. That's my pet. Don't fuck with my pet. He'll bite your leg off.
You just put a leash, just put a collar and a leash on me. I'll be your pet.
Exactly. Ooh.
Ooh. We're both like, oh, okay. As I hear human resources calling me already.
Exactly.
Mo, can we see you in our office, please?
Attention, Mo. Would you please come down to human resources, please? We have to have a little discussion about Kenna and that collar and the leash. Why is she on all fours?
I used to have a collar. And you know what the tag said?
What?
Slut.
Oh. I was going bitch.
Nope,
I was going
slut.
Bitch.
I love sluts.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I love sluts too.
I had to admit that years ago. I was in denial for a long time. And then one day I finally had to just say, like, yeah, I like sluts.
You know, I like sluts better than whores because I don't have to pay sluts.
I like them all.
I like sluts and then I ended up getting with one. Mm. Oh! Love you, honey. I'm joking. She's a reformed slut.
She's a reformed slut.
Okay, we've drifted here.
All right. We have
drifted. Anything left on video games, Miss James?
After the previous conversation.
Yeah, we drifted really far there.
We got from video games to sluts, so.
It's interesting how quickly that happens.
I got a last dumb question then.
Okay.
If you were a video game character, which character would you be? Mo, that's for you.
For me?
You
too. Both of you.
Oh.
Super Mario? Who would you be?
The explorer from Pitfall.
Not Tomb Raider?
No.
I'd be Miss Pac-Man.
Oh, see,
she eats all the balls.
Oh.
Oh, she's good. She's
on
good.
That note.
That's a good note to end on.
Kenna James, where can your fans and all the fans of Gamer Girls out there find you on the interwebs?
You can find me at KennaJames21 on Twitter, Kenna.JamesXRated on Instagram, and my free cams at Kenna James.
Very nice. And Mr. Avery, where can your fans of Gamer Girls find you?
They can find me at her MyFreeCam site.
Ooh, look at you.
I'm going to be promoting her.
He tips every so often.
No, I don't actually.
I don't care, just talk to me.
I've never tipped. I have like 9 tokens there, and I get yelled at all the time. I never say a thing.
You just camp out?
I only look like once a week, maybe for like 2 minutes, and it's usually when Gabby's on, and I just say something smart-ass to her, and she tells me to fuck off.
Nice. Well, my name is Mo Reese. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can't find me on My Free Cams, but you can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can check out Instagram. It's The Average Mo. And also, check out this podcast. It's called More with Mo. It's on SoundCloud. It's on iTunes. And it's also on my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and other things. So check it out. Find me out there. Go stalk Kenna James on My Free Cams. And thank you so much for coming out, and I'll see you guys soon.